Hey, I'm Coach Zen, a certified life, spiritual, and self-awareness coach for women. Welcome to Life Herbs Podcast, an inner development podcast designed to connect, strengthen, and nurture the interior parts of you, that is, your inner self. Here, you will receive insights that will support you in your journey so that you can reshape your life and be your best self. New episodes of Life Herbs Podcast airs bi-weekly on Sundays and is available on all major podcast platforms. Get ready to enhance your awareness of the inner self. Welcome to Life Herbs Podcast, a passionate guide invoking self-realization, healing, and empowerment through shared personal experiences and introspection. This is truly a captivating and empowering podcast that serves as a valuable resource for nurturing your inner self. I am Coach Zen, your transfiguration coach, as well as your insightful mentor, committed to supporting you in navigating life's experiences, challenges, and achieving your highest potential. Here we are, you all. This is actually the third part of the Enlightenment series, Enlightenment and Growth series. And in this series, I have been discussing the journey of June. It was a very difficult month for me, but honestly, I would not trade the experience because there were so many valuable insights offered. And there are times where it's necessary to just take a pause, sit down, and just be in order for a message to come through, in order for a message that is necessary for you to tune into to fully come through in a very optimal way. On this episode, we will explore the importance of fully accepting all aspects of self and being in our authentic selves. What does that mean? Each individual on this planet has a special talent, a gift, and each person on this planet has a meaningful role to play in making a positive impact within society. It's now time to move away from the obscurity and embrace personal growth in order to evolve into our best versions of ourselves. And that's truly a part of what this life is all about. Life is about choice and decision. Life is also about evolving. As long as you are living and breathing on this earth, you all hear me say this so often because it's true. As long as you're living and breathing on this earth, you are always evolving. You are always stepping in to new iterations of self, and you're always accepting more of yourself. At least that's what you're supposed to be doing. If not, book a free mini session with me because I would love to support you on understanding what this experience of life truly is, to support you in operating it more effectively and truly receiving from it what you're meant to receive. But before we drop into the discussion of today, I want to presence what's happening in Maui. I'm sending so much love. I used to live in Hawaii, and my heart truly is with Maui right now and all that is occurring. So I just want to take a moment of silence briefly for Maui. I'm going to count down and we'll just pause for a moment as we inhale in and just take a high sigh out. And at the end of the high sigh, I'm going to say a prayer. So let's go ahead. Maui, may you feel surrounded by love. May you also be present with self. And may you also remain open. May truth guide you. For even though it may feel that support is not there, you are divinely supported. There are people out here whose hearts are with you and whose support is with you. May those of genuine divine support be connected with those individuals in Maui immediately, sending healing energy, blessings your way, and abundance of rebuilding even better than before. Ashe. Also, you all, there are bonus episodes and resources located on my Patreon page. View the show notes and click the link to join Patreon. Patreon is just a small investment of $10 a month. That $10 a month truly supports this podcast to be able to continue to create these episodes. This is a free resource that I provide, the only payment that comes in for these podcasts is through ads. And then other than that, there is none. So this will support the podcast as well as supporting you in this experience called life. I also want to presence, this is the time, you all, to tune in and not tune out to what is happening in our world. When you tune out, you are not aware and you are not present to what is going on. Therefore, when things arise, there's often a big question mark as to, okay, what do I do next? How do I navigate this? I wish I was more prepared. Well, stay ready so you don't have to get ready, okay? And a great way to do that is to tune in. I have been feeling a lot of energy around 2024. It is an election year, and there is a lot on the table. And it is just very important that everyone is tuning in to what is currently happening, the present as well as the future.
Hey y'all, Pink Lady here. I'm a podcast producer, director, coach, and host. And I want to tell you all about my production company, Pink Lady Productions. We collaborate with creatives like you who are driven to share your message by launching your podcast from A to Z and coaching you through the process. To learn more about our services, check out our website at pinkladyprod.com. That's PinkLadyProd.com.
Now let's go ahead and I'm going to dive into the topic of the episode today. And I want to start by presencing this. Source is for us, source is not against us. How can the divine, the creator of all things, be against us? And for some of you who are listening to this, it may be difficult for some of you to understand because you may be saying, but look at what all is happening in this world. Well, all that is happening in this world, God, the divine source, I say source because it covers the all of what truly is, it's not source's fault. Source is not something or spirit that is in the sky that's literally just playing like a chessboard or a game of life with us here on earth. That is not who Source is. That is not who God is at all. We all come to this earth with the ability to choose and to decide. And we must be mindful of the importance of being present, knowing thyself, and emotional processing. Those are the basics. There's more to that, but those are the basics. And I'm going to add to that, having a strong spiritual core. I didn't say religious core, spiritual core. Having a true relationship with Source who created us and our responsibility of creative energy, because we create our own reality. And it's so important for you to understand that, because currently in our world, we are in the time of the shadow. And what comes and is birthed from the time of the shadow is the evolvement, and things are shifting, things are changing, things are recalibrating. There is a newness that is going to be brought that is going to be in supportive of the all. Not just a certain group of people, type of people, look of people. It's really going to support collectively the all. But due to misalignments within man, and when I say man, I mean human, and not addressing the things within self, there is an abundance of energy that's currently amongst our planet right now. And one of the key, the actual key foundational element is not to just be present, but also to tune into Source more. Because it makes no sense, the creator of all things, who chose to create us, would be against us. It just doesn't make sense. And if you're one that believes that, I invite you to have a perspective shift. Look at it through another lens. And also really do a deep examination into self, to truly discover what is the story that you have that you're holding on to, that you're grasping onto, that would make you believe that. and it tends to stem from a few emotions such as fear, hurt, pain. So I invite you to have that introspective moment with self.
Ease your aches and soothe your discomforts with doTERRA's top-selling Deep Blue Essential Oil Blend of wintergreen, camphor, peppermint, and blue tansy to provide a comforting sensation of cooling and warmth. Click the link in the show notes to learn more.
In this journey of June, I had a revelation that was around my childhood. In the last episode, part two, you heard me refer to my mother's condition caused by many traumas in her life. And I just wanted to present something because it's categorized as mental health. I haven't said behavioral, but I've had more revelations as to what it truly is, but it's categorized as mental health. But what it truly is the heart-mind relationship. And that's truly what it is for many people. Whether you are one who is experiencing anxiety, depression, PTSD, bipolar, schizophrenia, any type of psychosis, whatever the case may be, it's the heart-mind relationship. And the truth of it is that life can be difficult. And in that revelation, on the surface, my childhood was adorned with beautiful gift wrapping. But beneath the exterior, it posed numerous challenges. One of my dearest friends asked me a question. She said, "Zen, with what you've experienced in your life thus far, with your mom, your grandpa being in his 90s, where do you go for support?" And that question really allowed me to go deep with my father, who's transitioned out of this world, out of this existence, and my grandmother's as well. Where do I go? And I began to think of my childhood because I asked myself, who did I confide in when I was a child? And I realized that is where my feelings of loneliness originated from. There was this survivor mode that I was very much in when I was younger. And when you are told by your guardians and parentals not to trust others due to hurtful experiences that they faced in their life, you believe it. Now, I'm not saying that you can just tell all your business to everybody. No. It's truly having that discernment. But the phrase "don't trust anyone" is very misaligned. It's being overprotective of yourself. And what benefit does that have? Think of a child who lives in an environment that's overprotective. what typically happens to that child? When they gain a little bit of access to a temporary feel of liberation, they begin to execute that, oftentimes in a way that's not very supportive to them. And oftentimes with not understanding what the truth of freedom and liberation really is and the structure within that. What I also realized and what was revealed to me is when it comes to friendships, because I'm an only child, I see friendships and relationships in a very deep, meaningful way. I take them seriously. And my friends have always played a beautiful role as family. And it's always been priority to me to continue to nurture and water those friendships. But I also understand that individuals who have not experienced or walked the same path as mine may not fully comprehend or appreciate the value of friendship that I do. And they may not value what I attribute within all of my relationships. That's relationships in whole. That's business partnerships. That's friendships, familyships, all relationships. And I'm very aware there are people who love the sound of my voice, which is great because I have a podcast. But I learned through my Gen Key chart about the power within my words and how my words, depending on where the individual is operating from, it can be my words are very revealing. I'm a reflector. I'm a mirror for many people. And in being a reflector and a mirror, you oftentimes can feel alone because if there's something for someone to meet and they don't want to see it, they often will project on you instead of really being with what it is. And no one likes to be told what to do. And people can be very intimidated by those of us who are reflectors and mirrors for others. But it's key for us to be an inquiry. Instead of telling, asking questions. Because when we ask questions, we are supporting that individual with uncovering the answer within themselves because they have the answer within. People often seek for validation, often seek for advice and suggestion. But the answer's within them. It's just that many individuals, that's truly what they want. That's truly what they want. They want you to support them to see it clearer. Because right now they're not able to see. Everything just looks fuzzy or foggy. That's what they want. But the truth is that most people have so much occurring in their own lives. And we all have similar experiences that we can see it from our own lens instead of seeing it from the lens of truth and what is. Ladies, do you want to have more meaningful conversations with like-minded women? Would you like to exchange valuable knowledge, forming deep connections with individuals who share your values and will encourage you along the way? Well, immerse yourself in my women's circle. That's right. It's virtual, so you can literally join from anywhere. The women's circle is comprised of women from all over the globe. It's a safe space where we lift and empower and pour into one another as we pursue our own individual journeys in living more of a fulfilling life. The search is over. Join these enriching, nourishing discussions today and receive unwavering support. The link is within the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you at the Women's Circle. Blessings and abundance. And that's also where presence comes in, you all. Just being in the moment. Just listening instead of relating. Not just to others, but to yourself. You must know how to do that within yourself before you can provide any support to anyone else. That's a key, beautiful revelation right there. And I'm an essential culmination of generations before me. My grandparents on both sides, along with my mother and father. And I've been entrusted to carry this torch forward into future endeavors. It compels me to approach every aspect of my life with mindfulness and intentionality. And in order for me, the torchbearer, to do what I have been called to do, longevity is key. And how can you support your longevity? How can you support yourself in this grand role of being the torchbearer and carrying the torch? You gotta prioritize you first. And you must have guidelines, not rules, just guides. A guide supports you in achieving something in an effective way. So guides to your self-care practices, i.e. ways to care for self. And I want to encourage you today to not feel obligated to conform to the way that you were raised and you were brought up. Because your purpose on this earth is not to conform and live the exact same way with the exact same ideals and not knowing how to process your emotions effectively. And all of the things that did not support our lineage before. There were things that did support our lineage, but each generation has an epigenetic energy that's necessary to be transmuted. And each generation has torchbearers. All of us are torchbearers. We have the ability to shift and make a difference. We have the ability to scratch out the things of our legacy that did not support us and rewrite them. I am the lineage of my ancestors, carrying their torch into the future, the present and the future to be exact. I'm a teacher, a guide, and a source of inspiration. But to fulfill this role, I must continue to prioritize self and care for self. The longevity begins with the renewing of ourselves holistically, mind, body, and spirit. And it's not a quick process, but the key is to enjoy the process and to receive all that it is offering you. I want to invite you to not look at the term torchbearer as such a huge responsibility, because your only responsibility to being a torchbearer is to be mindful and to be present and to accept all aspects of yourself. And when you do that, being that torchbearer will flow naturally. We're not just going to unlearn what was, but we're going to accept what is. And once we further connect, ground, and expand into the more of who we truly are, that's it. That's it. That's us carrying the torch. Because that's all our ancestors want. And that's what we should truly want for ourselves. That's it. I would love to hear from you. Visit my website, www.lifeverbswithasspodcast.com. to let me know how this podcast episode activated you today. Send in your life verb, the rooting system that anchors you, and any questions that you would like to be answered. Be sure to like and review this podcast wherever you listen to it. To learn more about my personal coaching services for women, to join the Women's Circle, which is a virtual, supportive, uplifting, and empowering group of women who meet monthly from all over the globe, and to receive my quarterly newsletter, visit my website, www.lifeverbswithanspodcast.com. Contact me on Instagram. @LifeVerbsWithAnSPodcast. All this information is located in the show notes. Always remember to keep your soul hydrated and your spirit fortified.